Facebook, Google, and Twitter are in the hot seat as hearings in Washington focus on the role their technologies played in Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential elections. Helping us make sense of the proceedings is WHYY web producer Marilyn DeAngelo. Marilyn, we are focusing on the 2016 presidential elections, but there's a legacy that goes well beyond that.
So these things have been going on over the last several years. These fake news stories that many people had heard of, the severity and sophistication of this campaign really wasn't exposed and truly understood until just recently. And they're not quite going away yet. A lot of the campaigns that were found, which the tech companies are testifying about, have been targeting not just Republicans or Democrats, but pretty much everybody across the board.
To what extent were the companies complicit by at least omission?
It's $126 million on Facebook. They actually just in the last 24 hours uncovered a really large cache on Instagram. Google has its own issues that are connected to YouTube videos. They're actually being paid for shared ad revenue. This is propaganda, and it's been going on for years, and Russia, as well as other foreign actors, are partaking in it. And because the social media landscape is almost like the Wild Wild West, there is no oversight, there's no regulation. And when it comes to campaign spending, we require that no foreign dollars are spent on our campaign ads. Broadcast television and radio, everybody has rules. And because Facebook, Twitter, Google, because they're not considered media publishers, they haven't been abiding by these rules. They are still claiming that they are tech companies and that publishing is just a secondary. And as American companies, which the oversight committees have been very proud of, that these are American ingenuity, American brands, but Americans have to come first. And when you have foreign actors, in this case specifically Russia, that this is a serious risk. Senator Lindsey Graham actually called it the national security challenge of the 21st century.
What can consumers of this information do to get a better sense of what's real and what's not?
So there are promises by the tech companies to make the advertising much more transparent, to be able to click onto an icon and see who is advertising and what they are advertising for. But it is up to us as voters, as Americans, as Facebook users, to be smart about what we do.
So, Marilyn, how are you being smart about what you do on Facebook?
It's always a good idea to follow sites that are verified or people that you know. But sometimes you like a site because you thought it was funny or you followed something that you might not have realized was propaganda. So my suggestion, best practice, go in, check out the pages that you've liked in the past. Now, if you see a lot of stuff in there that seems spammy or strange, I'm not saying you have to stick with CNN or
NPR.
NPR, exactly. Even if it's Breitbart, even if it's Drudge, these are places that are at least legitimate journalism, broadcasts, places that we know there's real journalists behind, and we're not Russian propagandists. There's a lot of these unverified and spammy sites that you might not realize you have liked, and it's just good practice to clean out the closet every once in a while. You can also go to groups because sometimes you'll have been invited into a group, and whether or not you opted in, you were added. And so you might end up with some extra stuff there. Also, you can do a double check for yourself. Click on your recent ad activity, and then you can see which ads that you've clicked into. It does give you an idea about things that maybe you didn't realize was an ad, if you can at least see the things that you have clicked on and be a little bit more proactive moving forward.
Marilyn, I'd like to say thanks for joining us. This has been very sobering and edifying. Thank you for being here on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
WHYY web producer Marilyn DeAngelo on NewsWorks tonight.